Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little one who him belongs, they are weak, but he is strong. Jesus loves me, he who died, for the Bible open wide. He will wash away my sins, let his little child come in. Jesus, take this heart of mine. Oh, what make me pure and thine. On this cross you died for me. I will love and live for thee. I will love and live for thee.
Also, this little black and white tuxedo cat is our cat. And today's story is going to be about Little Bit, and that's what we named her because she's full grown and she's about three-quarter size. This past October was 2 years that she was gone from us. We had came, home from visiting with my daughter in San Antonio. And she was an outside-inside cat, so she had a cat door to go through. And we came home, and we noticed that she was nowhere to be found. And that's my favorite cat. Long story short, I said, this is not going to work, not having my cat. So I began to pray every day, sometimes multiple times. And I said, Lord, I need my cat back. And then a month later, we lost another cat, one of our little three gray cats. So I prayed and prayed and prayed. And people, when I tell them that, they thought it was kind of silly, you know. But almost to the day, this past October, after 2 years, I was coming into our place that we live, their little neighborhood, and I was driving slow, and from my right, out of a neighborhood friend, this cat just bounced in front of me across the road and into the woods. And so I pulled over because I said, that looked like my cat. So I pulled over, and she'd get from here to the wall, but she would not come to me. And after 15 minutes, she began to roll over and just play, so I knew that she had recognized my voice. And so I couldn't get her to come home. And about a week later, right before we made the curve to go down to our house, there was a vacant lot. And I noticed her just sitting up next to the woods. So I drove home, got my little bowl of food and my cat carrier. And from the time I put that cat carrier on the ground, I began to shake that glass with food in it. She came straight to me, put her head in the glass and started eating because she was hungry, and I just scooped her up and put her in the carrier and brought her home. And she's been with us, what, 5 months now? Mm-hmm. Well, since October. Mm-hmm. But it took a little while, and the other cats didn't recognize her.
And they still don't.
Yeah, they'd lived with her for 10 years. She's 10 years old.
Yeah.
And so anyway, it didn't take long. She picked up right where she left off when she sleeps in the bed with us, she gets right here as close as she can get. And when she wants me to wake up, she puts her nose nearly on my nose and puts that little hand out like that, like Daddy's dying to wake up. But I want to leave you with a verse today. Psalms 37, verse 4 says, "Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart." It's speaking of a persistency in prayer within his will. And when I began to pray, I said, "Lord, I can't see any reason why it wouldn't be your will for us to begin to take care of our cat again." And so that's what I based it off. She needs a home. She's out somewhere. We don't know where she's at. But, don't give up in your prayers. God is a good God, and he's more than willing, more than able to give us the desires of our heart.